How many of y'all have a Bible this morning? A Bible. On something or somewhere. I'm somewhere. Okay. I just want you to see. Repeat this after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer. And every word in this Bible will come to pass. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Do you believe the word of God? Amen. If you believe the word of God, we're going to walk out the word of God. Amen. Because in the word of God, I found out that God's grace is sufficient. Amen. No matter what I'm going through, no matter how I'm walking, I know that God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Whenever you know the sufficiency of a thing, you can actually draw on that. Amen. Whenever you know that the lights are on, amen, and that the lights are working, if you're in a dark place, you can always flip the switch. Somebody say flip the switch. And the power comes on, amen. But you got to flip the switch. If you don't flip the switch, it stays dark, amen. Come on, somebody. So it's time for us to flip the switch and rely on the grace of God, amen. There's power in the grace of God. And the thing about it is God has afforded each one of us grace, amen. But we have to tap into that grace. People talk about grace, but do you really tap into that grace, amen? When you're going through something, do you call on grace, amen? Because if you don't know your benefits, you won't draw on your benefits, amen. Come on, somebody. That's like when you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, if you don't know your benefits, amen. You're supposed to know what your copay is. Some people said, I don't have a copay, but that's good, amen. Because your benefits have already been met, amen. Come on, somebody. That's the same thing about grace. A lot of people don't know what grace is, but grace is something that we didn't even deserve. Amen. But we have it. Say, but we have it. And you know, on the sign outside, I changed the sign. It says, but for the grace of God. If it was not for the grace of God, where would we be today? If it was not for the grace of God, I couldn't operate like I do today. Amen. It's not your intelligence. It's the grace of God. Amen. I'm not making it because of me. I'm making it because of the grace that he has on my life. Amen. Our scripture text for today will be Philippians 4, 12 through 13. And you know, we have quite a few scriptures, but we're going to talk about that grace. Somebody say grace. Amen. A lot of people hear grace, but they don't know grace. Amen. A lot of people hear grace, but they don't walk in the grace. Amen. It's a difference between talking about grace and walking out grace. Amen. You can tell me what the Bible says about grace, but do I see the grace happening in your life? Amen. Come on, somebody, because there should be some evidence. Somebody say evidence. Amen. Amen. There should be some evidence of grace working in your life. Amen. Anyway, in the book of Philippians 4, 12 through 13, it says, I know both how to be abased. Come on, somebody. And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full. Come on, somebody. And to be hungry. Both to abound and both to suffer need. But the last thing is what we want to concentrate on. I can do all things. Somebody say, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. I'm talking about I can do all things. There is nothing that pops up in my life that whenever I apply the word of God that I can't do. Amen. I may not know it, but you know what? If I seek God, eventually I will know it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I may not know everything that everybody else knows, but when I seek God, I know more than they know. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, that's the way the grace of God is. Grace will take you places that you don't even deserve to be. Amen. And all of a sudden you're looking, wonder why you're there. It's because of the grace of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. I got one hand clap on that. Maybe you don't need the grace of God. But see, I need the grace of God to show up in my life so that I can do the things of God. Amen. See, our focus today is on the grace of God that's made available to us. Say to us. And which will allow every born again believer to live a victorious life in this earth. Say in this earth. I'm not waiting till I get to heaven in the by and by to live a great life. Amen. I'm going to live a great life on this side. Amen. And I'm going to leave an inheritance for my kids' kids. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm talking about for my kids' kids' kids. Amen. And you know what? The thing I always say, and some people say it's real morbid. Amen. But I don't think it's morbid. Whenever I pass from this side to that side, You know, my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, because not my kids, amen. My great-grandkids, whenever that day comes, amen, because you know what, we're talking, but that day does come, amen. They're going to hoop and holler, but at the end, you know what they're going to say? What did Pop leave? I mean, I'm in the right house, amen. Come on, somebody. And that's the way we ought to be. We shouldn't be worried about, we should leave an inheritance for our kids, and it's only through grace. Say through grace, amen. Because he says, I can do all things. See, it's time out for us listening to what people say, because people don't know what they're talking about. I read the Bible, amen, and I know what the Bible say, amen. The Bible say that I'm the head, not the tail, amen. The Bible say that I'm above and never beneath, amen. The Bible says that I can go through the valley of the shadow of death. It didn't say I would stay, amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. See, I want to encourage you to pursue God's best for your life. Now, a lot of times when we think about God's best, we try to compare ourselves against somebody else. Amen. I didn't say compare. I said living God's best. God's best for my life. Amen. What does God want for my life? Amen. So whatever God wants for my life, I want the best. Amen. You may not desire the best. Amen. But you know what? For my life, say for my life, I want the best. For my kids' life, I want the best. Now, whenever you get talking about best, people will look at you and they'll say that's not the best. Come on, somebody. But who's to say it's not the best for my life? Am I in the right house? Amen. Okay, I'm just telling you. Because whenever God's grace show up, people, when they don't have a right understanding of grace, they'll start comparing. Well, I'm better than you. No, you're not better than me. You know what? It's just God's grace on my life. Say God's grace on my life. See, grace is God's undeserved favor to a believer that shows up in several ways. Say several ways. Grace is the authority. Say authority. We have against our spiritual adversity. Amen. It's time out for allowing Satan to do whatever he want to do. Amen. Amen. We talk a good word, but are we walking that word out? Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we have to believe the word and believe the report of God. Amen. It says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, what did he say? My grace is sufficient, not their grace, but he says, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Whenever you feel like you can't get through, God will always, somebody say always, bring us through. Amen. Because we serve a great God. Amen. It's time out for talking about a pity pat God. No, I serve a great God. Amen. Somebody say great. And what we need to do is we need to start elevating God to the God we want in our life. Amen. I don't know about Buddha. Amen. But I think the last time they checked his grave, you know what? His bones and ashes were still there. Amen. Come on. I don't know about Allah. Amen. But the last time they checked his grave, you know what? His stuff was still there. But when they checked my Savior grave, amen. Come on, somebody. It says that it was empty. Am I in the right house? Amen. Because he got up with all power in his hand. Amen. Come on, somebody. And his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Don't look at where I'm at. Amen. You look at how God is using me where I'm at. Amen. A lot of people worry about where they're at. Amen. But I'm going to yield to God and let God use me where I'm at. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. Somebody say amen. It says, and God, oh boy, is able to make some grace. He said he's able to make all grace. Anything that you need in this life, God is able to make it. Amen. Make it abound toward you that ye have an all sufficiency in all things. Have y'all seen this scripture before? Surely y'all seen it. Y'all saw it in the NIV this morning when I read, when I read about the offering, amen, and God is able, that's the same one, because he's able to make all things may abound to every good work. See, grace is the advantage. Say advantage. How many like to have an advantage in life? I don't know about y'all. I like to have an advantage, amen. I like to get favor. I like to get at the head of the line, amen. I like to get the best cut of meat, amen. I like the best, amen. Somebody say like the best. Well, God is able to give you that advantage. Amen. But see, you have to believe that. Amen. But what, and I'm sort of getting ahead of myself, what happens so often is that we get tied to tradition. Come on, somebody. Because tradition said you can't do it. Guess what? You won't do it. Amen. You know what? I'm tired of tradition. I'm going to rely on the word of God. Amen. Nobody in my family did it. So what? Come on, somebody. But say, but by the grace of God. But by the grace of God, I can do it. Amen. Because the word says that I can do all things. Come on, somebody. Through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Amen. I will be the first. You know, a lot of time when you say I will be the first, people say, you crazy. Yeah, I am. You're right. But you know what? I will be that one. Amen. Say, I will be that one. Okay. Grace is an access. Say access to the all sufficiency for life. And the support that I need whenever I help a ministry. Say help a ministry. Oh, it got quiet on that one, but that's okay. Amen. Whenever you attach yourself to something that God is doing, God is obligated to bless you. Amen. Amen. Because God is not trying to get anything from you. He's trying to get something to you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Whenever you figure out it's his ministry, amen, you won't have a problem with doing things for God. Amen. You know, whenever they ask you to do something, you won't get mad. Oh, Lord, let me turn this way, Lord. Amen. They won't get mad. You know how our kids do whenever we ask them to do something, they already doing something? Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. And while we're talking to kids this morning, amen. You know, they really don't want to do it. But in the end, you know what? They have to do it. Amen. Amen. It's better to do it than God to make you to do it. Come on, somebody. And then this is what I found out, that if you don't do it, God will raise up somebody in your place for you to live long enough to see them in your place. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. We're still talking about the grace. Say the grace. So grace is the access. Amen. Because in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, what did it say? Am I in the right one or did I repeat it? 2 Corinthians 1 back. We all right. Amen. One more. Hallelujah. What does that say right there? Uh-huh. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. In my weakness, I'm going to allow for God to show up. Amen. In my weakness, because you know what? We get weak every now and again. There's sometimes that we don't feel like we're going to make it to the end. Amen. But we have to rely on the things of God. Amen. It seems like all the odds are stacked against us. Amen. But whenever I know that the power of Christ rests upon me, I can do it. Say, I can do it. Amen. See, there's something about the power of God. The power of God is called dunamis power. Amen. It's not just any power. It's dynamite power. Say dynamite. I know I'm going way back, but you know what JJ used to say, it's dynamite. Amen. Come on, somebody. So you know what? It's dynamite. That's the power that rests on the inside of me. So whenever I know that I have the dynamite power, that means I can do all things. Say all things. See, a lot of times what we have been conditioned not to believe that. Amen. And a lot of times we conditioned to believe only they can do it. Amen. Come on, somebody. And we can't do it. Come on, somebody. And I don't know who they is, because they didn't tell me who they were. They told me who God is. And God said, I can do all things. See, it's time for us to shift. The winds are shifting and God's going to allow for us to do all things. Say, somebody say all things. And we're going to be able to do all things in him. Amen. So grace access. Amen. His access. Grace is the access to all sufficiency for life and the support. Say the support that I give when I'm involved with ministry. Amen. So number one is we have to recognize grace. Once you recognize grace, then you have to respond to grace. Once you recognize that there is a grace on your life, then you have to respond to that grace. Amen. You can't abuse that grace. Amen. Whenever you have favor on your life, you can't abuse the favor that you have on your life. Amen. Because you know what? If we abuse the favor, that means we will abuse people. Say abuse people. Amen. And when people see the grace of God on your life, they'll try to get close to you. Amen. And this is what I say. If they wasn't close to you in the beginning and during the struggle, you can't be close with me now. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right house? Amen. I'm not talking about the people that have come into the family, but I'm talking about those you know. Amen. Where was you at during my struggle? Amen. Where was you at when I was locked up and I needed something to eat? Amen. Where was you at when I was locked up and I needed something to drink? Amen. Come on, somebody. Where was you at during the struggle? Okay. Come on. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Amen. Say God's grace. Amen. I am so happy for God's grace. Amen. See, external distractions. Say external distractions. Will keep you from believing that you deserve grace. External distractions. Amen. Just like I'm going to use this, just like that computer this morning. Come on, somebody. Y'all saw that computer messing up. And that's the same way we do. We allow for external distractions to distract us from what we're trying to do. Amen. External. That means that if I don't concentrate on God, other things will steal my time, will steal my talent. Come on, somebody. It will steal everything that God has for me. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what? We saying God is greater, but do we believe God is greater? We say that God will bring us through, but do we really believe that God will bring us through? Amen. I'm talking about when times get tough, who do we call on? Come on, somebody. You say God, but sometimes people forget to call on God first. Amen. They call 911 before they call God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, it sounds like somebody breaking in my house. Amen. 911. Amen. Get the gun. Amen. Come on, somebody. Instead of saying, God, you got this. Amen. I plead the blood of God over this. Come on, somebody. You can do what you want to. Amen. But it better be according to your faith. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. 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 I'm just telling you. Amen. Not 911. Some people got, instead of having God on speed dial, you got 911 on speed dial. Amen. Okay. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Don't y'all got those numbers memorized, 911. Amen. Amen. But we need to remember the number of God. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. Call him up. Amen. Call him up. Say, call him up. Amen. Amen. A lot of people say they call him up, but do you really call him up? Amen. Do you call him before or you call him after? Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. You know what? If you call him before, it requires for him to show up. If you call him after, even though he's going to show up, it may take a little time. Amen. Because you moved him down in the queue. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Y'all know the queue. Amen. You are first in the queue. Amen. You are 10th in the queue. Amen. Come on, somebody. Call him first. Call him first. Amen. And let him show up. Not only will he show up. Come on, somebody. He'll show out. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Okay. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Man, when I hear about grace, amen, because I know God's grace is going to show up, amen, when I need it, amen. It may not look like it. Come on, somebody. It may be the cutoff day. Oh, shoot. Come on, somebody. It may be the cutoff day, but you know what? I know, amen, I know that my God has never forsaken me, amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, I'm telling you. They say cutoff day. Don't play with me, y'all. Amen. Everybody done. Well, I ain't gonna say everybody. Amen. But I done saw the cutoff day. Oh, Jesus. See, y'all want to play? Amen. I done saw the cutoff day. But it was years ago. Amen. Say years ago. Though people told me I had a cutoff date. Amen. Come on, somebody. And I didn't know God like I should have known God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah, come on, come on. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. This was in our first house that we got. House now. I said house. Amen. Amen. Go in, and all of a sudden, what the water don't come on? What's wrong? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. They done turned it off. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what I know now? I know now that if I get to that point, I can rely on God. Amen. I don't know, because God's going to raise up somebody. Come on, somebody, somewhere to use their power, ability, influence to help me. Oh, y'all need to believe this. Amen. You know, they say that we out there. Yeah, we out there. Amen. Because if God don't do it, it won't get done. Amen. You know, Abraham said that he don't want no man to say that he made him rich. Amen. Come on, somebody. I want my God to say it. Amen. God did this. Amen. Am I in the right house? Somebody said I'm in the right house. Am I in the right house? I just want to make sure that I am in the right house. Amen. Now, he said that I am. Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sistering, come on, somebody, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. Oh, boy, we can sit down on that holy, amen. But we're not going to sit on that holy. I just heard somebody say, move on from that holy, pastor. But anyway, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. What did it say? Which is your reasonable service. And it says, be not. And that's the thing I want to look at. Be not conformed. Say, be not conformed to this world. It's so much going on in the world today that we are conformed to the world. Amen. But the word of God says, be not conformed. You know what? We're peculiar creatures. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. Amen. And you know what? It's so much going on in the world. We'll look at the world and say, you know what? Maybe the world has a better thing on that side. No, what I believe is that God has the answer to all things. Say all things. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because if you rely on somebody else, you know what? They're going to take the credit. Amen. But you know what? I believe. Say, I believe. Somebody say, I believe. That God has all the answers. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't know how they're going to retire in November. I mean, December. But you know what? God has all the answers. They said, what are you talking about? She said, I don't care what you say. I'm retiring in December. Amen. Amen. But you know what? This is what we have to know. See, a lot of people look and they say, well, y'all can do that. You know what? Now, this is God. Amen. Amen. Are we taking a cut? Yeah, we're taking a cut. Come on, somebody. But when I look at God and how he's performed over and over again in times past, amen, because this is what I know. I know that if God can sustain me on unemployment, come on, somebody. Woo! He's able. Come on, say he's able. Amen. 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 I'm talking about unemployment. Amen. And we never miss the beat. Amen. Because you know what? We love God more than we love anything else. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm going to still eat like I've been eating. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to miss no meals. Amen. I'm going to still go where I want to go. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm going to still fly where I want to fly. Amen. And if I drive, it's only because I want to drive. Come on, somebody. Because you know how people get, well, you know, they don't retire and they can't drive. They can't fly no more. Amen. They can't vacate. No, you a lie. Come on, somebody. Because I know with God, I can do all things. And see, a lot of people get messed up with this because they don't rely on God. They rely on what they read. Amen. I rely on God. Say God. And God's no respecter person. If he can do it for me, don't be a hater. Come on, somebody. We have to be congratulators in the house. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, there are thoughts and things that have previously been taught that must be overcome to access grace. You know what? We some people have been in church 100 years and don't know what grace is. I'm telling you, some people been in church 100 years and don't know what faith is. They don't read faith, but don't know what faith is because you don't see faith working in their lives. Amen. Come on, somebody. But grace. Somebody say grace. Grace will work in your life. Now, there are things and thoughts that have been taught that must be overcome. The barrier of others. Say the barrier of others. Just because you don't believe don't mean it ain't so. Amen. See, people will talk you out of God's best. They say you can go on down that KCC if you want to. Amen. Believe what they saying to you. Amen. They only fill in their pockets. Amen. Come on. I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. Come on, somebody. Boy, y'all got quiet on that one. Am I got to stay on that one? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't believe in the negative of others. Because what the negative of others, it would take you back to where God delivered you from. Amen. You know what? If God has blessed you in a job and that job is pretty good, don't listen to negative others that's going to take you back to where they are. Amen. Somebody say amen. I put down here the barrier of other churches. This is not another church, other churches. This is Kingdom Christian Center. Reverend Showboat can do whatever he want to do. At Showboat Church. He can show out, he can squall, he can holler, he can lean back and touch the floor, amen. Then they can wrap him in a towel, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But you know what? I'm not knocking nobody. They can do whatever, but that's called learned behavior. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But you know what? God has not called us to do that, amen. God called us to teach to the whole man. Am I in the right house? See, churches will limit other churches in what they can do. Amen. I'm going to drop this. I had for myself to get a vision of what God had for me. And it's sad that whenever I came with my vision, I had to go to the other side of town for people to believe in my vision. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. I mean, that because on this side, they say, what is Doty doing? No, it's not what Doty doing. It's what God doing. Amen. And when I go to the other side, come on, somebody, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't make me say it. I'm trying not to say it. Amen. When I go to the other side, they say, what do you have next? Amen. What is God doing in your life instead of what are you doing? Hey, come on, somebody. Every now and again, you need people that will build you up. Amen. People that will make you whole. Amen. People that will look for the God in your life. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all not going to believe this. Y'all not going to believe this. I had one of the biggest churches in Jacksonville. They asked me, have we burned our notes yet? Come on, somebody. Woo, it's coming. See, she said it's coming. They asked me, had they burned my note? And the first thing I thought, have you burned your note? Amen. Come on, somebody. And you know what he told me? He said, you know what? We had a note burning ceremony. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm talking about like $10 million. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. If he can do 10, come on, somebody. I know. Amen. Say, I know. I know he can do a little over 100K. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Because God is no respecter person. Amen. Amen. But you know what? People pass by here and try to see if our light's still on. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. They pass by here and try to see if we still here. Amen. Come on, somebody. If we still here. Because God, save God. It's God's grace. Amen. We can't do this on our own. We have to do it with the grace of God. Amen. I don't know how it's done, but I know that God uses people with the grace on their life. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. I'm teaching, Ben. You saying amen. You tell them I was talking about them this morning. Amen. Come on, somebody. The barrier of persecution of those never persecuted. That's a negative attack of those that hear but don't see. People will talk about you because they heard something about you and they really don't know the truth. Amen. Come on, somebody. You have to cast that aside and say, you know what, God, your grace is sufficient. Have you ever been talked about? Have you ever been lied on? Come on, somebody. Have you ever been persecuted? Amen. What's the rest of that song? Amen. This is all that stuff. Amen. Lied on, mistreated, lied on, talked about. Have you ever been? I've been talked about, amen. But you know what? This is what I found out. The more they talk about me, the more they push me to what? Come on, somebody. Keep talking about me. Amen. All you do, I say this every time. You can talk about me all you want to, but just don't put your hands on me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Talk about me because it moves me to where God wants me to be. Amen. Because if he suffered persecution, guess what? I'll suffer persecution too. Amen. So you have to be determined in faith for grace. You have to be determined because the word of God says in Hebrews 1:11, it says now faith. Somebody say now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to get your hope out there. Amen. You got to get the hoping for something. Amen. Whenever you have faith, you have to have faith to hope. Somebody lose their hope to that. Amen. Faith to hope. Amen. I'm always hoping for something. Amen. I'm not just faithing. A lot of people just faith. Amen. Because they see something written down. But you know what? I have to put some hope in my faith. Amen. What are you hoping for? Amen. What are you dreaming for? Amen. That's your hope. What are you dreaming for? I'm dreaming for my kids to get married. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Got one getting married in a couple of weeks. Am I in the right house? How long have I been doing that for the last 12 years? Amen. See, a lot of people want it right now. Amen. I've been believing for over 12 years. Am I in the right house? Amen. I'm telling you, I've been shacking. Amen. For 12 years. A preacher's son. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, dude. Amen. 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 But what I came to realize was that was no reflection on me. Because I raised you right. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? I know God's grace has showed up for us. Amen. I've seen her cry too much. Amen. I've seen her just intercede. Amen. Got so bad that every time that's all she talked about. And she had a new name, T.D. Flakes. Am I in the right house? Amen. Not Jakes, but Flakes. Amen. If you mention that one more time. Amen. But you know what she did? She kept mentioning it, amen. Say, keep mentioning it, amen. It may not come to pass, but you need to keep mentioning it, amen. Amen. So what if they get mad? They mad anyway, amen. So keep mentioning it, amen. Ain't that right, Gary? Amen. Gary, what did you start out with your barbecue thing? Did you start out with that thing that you got? I call this thing a thing, amen. Did you? Oh, Lord Jesus. I remember the tent. but that's God's grace. Amen. A tent at a table. Amen. Now he got the thing that he can roll around. Come on, somebody. A food truck. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we have to start somewhere with our grace. Say, with our grace. But we have to be determined. Amen. I just know that I know that grace, say grace, is going to show up. Maybe you don't need God's grace, but I need God's grace. Pastor Loretta and I said it as pastors. You know what? We need the grace of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. We have a pastor friend. Amen. But his grace is lingering right now. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because he's getting frustrated. I refuse to get frustrated because if I get frustrated, my hair fall out. Y'all will catch that later. Amen. Amen. They say, well, Pastor, you must already be frustrated because it done fell out. Amen. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying because if it's not for God's grace, I can't go to sleep at night. Come on, somebody. If it's not for God's grace, I have ulcers. Amen. But you know what? I have God's grace. Say God's grace. So whenever you're going through something and it seems like you can't get through, remember, grace, grace. Somebody say grace, grace. God's grace will show up. Amen. So how do you activate the grace? Say, how do I activate the grace? First thing you have to do is, number one, find the will of God. What does God's word say for your situation? Amen. The word says, so then faith comes by hearing. Say faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. That means that you have to hear the word of God on a continual basis. You can't wait to just Sunday. Come on, somebody, to hear the word of God. We hear the word of God. I know she does. She hears the word of God all day, every day. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because you know what? Whatever you put in you is going to come out of you. Amen. You know, I expect great things because you know what? I have great things on the inside of me. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, you have to hear the word of God more than just on Sundays, because if you only hear it on Sundays, that's the only amount of grace that you get is Sunday's grace. Amen. I need grace for the whole week. Amen. Say for the whole week. Amen. So be consistent in hearing the word of God. Not only are we going to hear the word of God, but we need to do the word of God. Amen. Somebody say do the word of God. Then we have to focus on God's power to bring his will to pass. Focus on God's power because God has all power. Say all power in his hand. In Luke 1 and 37, it says, for with God, somebody say with God, nothing shall be impossible. When I see that scripture, I look at scripture, I look at it and I see what it says. But what would it be if it says, for with God, nothing is shall be impossible? What happens if we say, for without God? For without God, we can do nothing. Amen. Somebody say nothing. See, your grace that you need may be being held up by you. Say by you. Not by the devil, but it's by us. Amen. Because we just won't believe. Amen. So we need to fill our mouth with agreement on the word of God. Say, fill our mouth with agreement on the word of God. If we can find it in scripture, we can have it. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, if we find it in scripture, but we have to find it in scripture. Amen. When we find it in scripture, we can put our hat on it. Amen. For God said, somebody say, for God said, if I can find what God says, I can have it. Amen. Romans 10 through 11 said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth, I got to confess what I'm believing God for. Amen. You know what? We get so caught up in what we hear. We say, God knows. Yeah, God knows, but you need to start confessing. Amen. What are you confessing and believing God for? Amen. Are you believing that God will bring you out?
Amen. Are you believing that God will make this relationship better? Come on, somebody. Are you believing that God is going to bring you through? Amen. What are we believing? Amen. So often we get caught up in believing the wrong thing because that's all we've been hearing all our lives. Amen. I believe that I serve a big God who's able, say able to do. I don't know about you, but my God is able to do all things. Amen. So you have to fill your mind. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Shall not be ashamed. When God start bringing this grace to you and you start doing great exploits, don't be ashamed of what God's doing in your life. Amen. Don't hide God's blessing. Come on, somebody. Do not hide God's blessing. Amen. You know what? I didn't say be just out there. I mean, I'm blessed. Come on, I got one amen that said I'm blessed. I better get two. Amen. Somebody, she better say amen because I'm blessed. And that's not according to you. That's according to what I believe. Amen. Amen. A lot of people hear you say you're blessed and they think you're cocky. No, I'm confident in God. I'm blessed that he's able to do. Amen. Whenever I'm short, guess what? He's able to extend it out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm telling you, that's God's grace. When you need an extension. Come on, somebody. I'm not looking at nobody. Every now and again, I don't know why I'm on this, but sometimes you need an extension. When you call, say, but the grace of God, amen. The grace of God that he'll put the right person on the line, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. If people extend you out like you don't want to be extended. Well, I don't want to go that far, amen. Come on, somebody. I just need a month. I don't want to go out 6 months, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, how long do you need, amen? Amen. But you know what? Since you're offering 6 months, let me get 3. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm telling you. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with if you're in a position for extensions, but you shouldn't be getting extensions all the time. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because every now and again, things do happen. Amen. But we need to learn something from that. Amen. Okay. Y'all can say what you want to. I know when I said extension, I saw people put their head down. Not me. Amen. If you need an extension, come on, somebody, you need an extension. Yeah, because if you ever say not me whenever you call, you'll get the nastiest person on the line. Amen. We don't give extensions. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. I told y'all we teaching about the grace. Say the grace. The grace of God. Amen. So fill your mouth with the agreement of word God. See, grace will always show up. Say will always show up. Always show up, and it'll show up on several ways as you operate in faith. Amen. Say several ways. I don't need it just to show up one way. Amen. I need it to show up several ways. Amen. One way that it shows up. Amen. One way that it shows up. There is grace for others that see you working for God and will help you on your behalf. Come on, somebody. Somebody see you living godly. Somebody see you doing the things of God. God will raise up people that will just help you just because they want to help you. Amen. You're like you're doing right for God. Amen. You know what? I'm just going to help you. Amen. You know what? You're doing right for God. I'm just going to give you that contract. Amen. Just because you're doing right for God. You know what? I'm going to give you this. Amen. With nothing. Come on, somebody. With nothing attached to it. Amen. Say nothing attached to it. There is also grace for the strength and endure. Say grace for the strength and endures. Because sometimes you need strength. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you need endurance for the long haul. Amen. Because sometimes, you know what? You can be overcome by life situations. Amen. But you know what? I know that in my weakness, come on, somebody, he's made strong. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. And I need the endurance. Amen. I will endure this thing, amen. How long will I endure it? However long it takes for God to show up, amen. Amen, because I know one thing I know about God. He may not come when you need him, but he's always on time, amen. Because he's an on time, come on somebody, y'all know the rest. He's an on time God, amen. I'm talking about on time God, amen. He's never been late, come on somebody, and he's never lost a case. Come on, somebody. He's never lost a patient. Come on, somebody. Because he's an on-time. Somebody say on-time God. Amen. There is grace for godly wisdom and understanding. Say godly wisdom and understanding. When you are in that season of I just don't know what to do or which way to go or who to talk to. Come on, somebody. God will always give you the wisdom and understanding that you need if you call on God. Amen. Now, in my case, as being a pastor, I try to always hear from God. Amen. Because I know that I'm the priest of this house. Amen. And so being the priest of this house, I have to have a vertical relationship before I have a horizontal. Amen. And this is what I know. I know I can hear from God. Amen. Now, a lot of times people will consult you on what they want to hear, not on what God is saying. Amen. And when you tell them what God is saying, they get mad at you. Don't get mad at me because I've given you wisdom. Amen. Get mad at God. Amen. And then what a lot of people want to do, they want him to ask pastor. Pastor, the last one to know. Pastor, the last one. But then let you be on your sick bed. Amen. Come on, somebody. Pastor. Oh, where you at, pastor? Are you on the way? Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Okay, whatever. I'm just telling you. Because I've been there, I've done that, and I bought the T-shirt. Amen. Amen. And then one thing you will learn about us, and y'all all know this by now, whenever you say something to me and Pastor Loretta, you don't hear that nowhere. That's between us and God. Amen. Because if you hear it somewhere, I'm getting in trouble with God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to. I tell you, I don't know what the other pastor be doing, but I don't talk people business. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. The next thing is, there is a grace which is his peace. Say his peace. With his peace, my God becomes my I am. Say my I am. Every now and again, you need God to show up as I am. Amen. What is I am? I'm whatever you need in the time that you need. Come on, somebody. Every now and again, you need to call on I am. Say I am. I am all that you need. Amen. What do you want me to be? Amen. I am your health. Come on, somebody. I am your healing. Come on, somebody. I am your breakthrough. Amen. I am your buffer. Amen. I am that will raise up a standard against your enemy. That's who I am. Amen. Say I am. Amen. Moses ain't the only one that know I am. I know I am. Say I know I am. I know him. Amen. And I know that he's a great God. Come on, somebody. You know, we look at how Moses knew him. Amen. Well, I know him like Moses knew him. Amen. Come on, somebody. Not only that, Moses had to turn his face from him. Amen. But you know what? I get to go in the glory. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. They say he comparing himself to Moses. No, I'm not comparing myself to Moses, but I know him like Moses knew him. Amen. Come on, somebody. Not only that, you know, this is what I know. I'm in the promised land. Come on, somebody. It's people that didn't believe. And I heard that this morning. Amen. It's people that believe didn't even make it to the promised land. Amen. They should have been in the promised land. Amen. And that's what we have to realize is that our promised land is right in front of us. Amen. Matter of fact, we're walking in our greatest days. Say greatest days ever. Amen. Amen. It's time out for believing the report of CNN. Am I in the right house? Amen. I don't care what they're doing in the White House. All I care about is what they're doing in God's house. Say God's house. Amen. And God is able. Say God is able. Amen. You can get caught up in that news if you want to. That news will mess you up, amen. That news will have you selling your house, amen. That hiding in a bunker, amen. Am I in the right house, amen? Amen. Y'all remember when we heard that news about what was the end? That number that was gonna, Year 2000. Y'all remember year 2000? Everybody bought up all the groceries. They bought up everything, amen. Bought up all the water. Bought up everything. And everybody was sitting up there counting, amen. It's 11:59, amen. They said at midnight, amen, it's going to happen. And what happened at midnight? You know what we were? We were asleep, amen. Am I in the right house? Okay. They trying to remember year 2000. Yeah, they said that this was going to be this. Everything was going to mess up. Computers, everything was going to crash. Come on, somebody. Say, believe God. Amen. The next thing we have is there is grace for the good fight of faith. Say the good fight of faith. There's a good fight and there's a bad fight, but we have to know that we have the good fight of faith. Amen. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says fight. Somebody say fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. It says, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. So if you have a relationship with God, how many of y'all have a relationship with God? You need to make a demand on your relationship with God. Amen. For him to intervene. Amen. And this is what I say. If you do not have a relationship, we need to get a relationship with God. Amen. Somebody say amen. And when you get that relationship, amen, you are able to forge ahead. You're able to do what God has called us to do. Amen. Now, in closing, you will get better than what you deserve because God's word is true. You don't get what you deserve. You get better than what you deserve. Amen. We don't get what we really deserve. And that's because of mercy. Somebody say mercy. But then we get, it sounds like double talk, what we really do deserve because of grace. Say because of grace. I don't deserve what I have, but what I have is most than what most people have in this world. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I've seen it too many times. There are a lot of people that are living worse than I live. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's only because of the grace of God that I live like I live and that we live like we live. If you think we don't live bad, I mean, if you don't think we don't live good, look at TV sometime. Amen. And look at the third world countries. Amen. Where they don't have water. I was looking somewhere where it showed some people, they were getting infections because they were taking baths in the sewage. Come on, somebody. We got it good. Amen. Say we got it good. Or should I say we have it good. Amen. Amen. See, God's grace. Say God's grace and mercy are better than what we deserve. You know what happened? Grace said no. Grace. Somebody say grace said no. And mercy came running. Amen. Grace said no. It held it back and mercy came running. Every now and again, we need to be people of grace, amen, that believe in the grace of God, amen. If God did it for one, he's able to do it for another, amen. Somebody say God's grace. Somebody say grace, grace. If not for the grace of God. Somebody say if not for the grace of God. And you can fill in the rest, amen, because nobody knows your story better than you know your story, amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. I am out of time.